test 81, section 3, question 2. This one says, which one of the following if true most helps account for the failure? So resolve the failure. It says, a company decided to scan all its salesperson's important work that existed only in paper into a central computer that could be easily accessed, thereby saving them the effort of lugging paper files all over the country. So scanned everything in so then they don't have to carry paper around. The project was a dismal failure, however, failed. Salesperson rarely accessed the database and continued to rely on paper files, which they had refused to turn over to the staff responsible for creating the database. So they just didn't do it. They're like, no, I'm not turning these over. And they just kept doing their paper. So we want to know, why did they keep using their paper and not switch over to the database? So A, some of the salespersons gave huge paper files to the staff, while others gave much smaller. Well, that doesn't really explain anything. Most of the salespersons already had portable computers before it was created. Well, that doesn't matter, because the idea is then that would actually make it weirder, because now they have what they need to access it. The papers the salesperson found most important all contained personal information about clients, about employees of client companies, which the salespersons did not want in its central database. That could explain it, because it's saying this is why they're not turning over those papers. And all the salespersons were required to attend a series of training sessions for the new one, even though many of them found it easy to use without training. That, if anything, would say it's weird that they didn't use it. And the number of staff required to create the database turned out to be larger, and they had to pay overtime. Doesn't say why the process failed, because the failure wasn't due to cost, it was that nobody used it. And so, therefore, answer choice C is our correct one.